care in there is one of the things for that community. Is that still a goal that Baptist is going to do?
Absolutely. And we have been having open and honest discussions with both Commissioner May and another healthcare provider in the community about the opportunity on the properties that Baptist is retaining in the donation agreement with the city. One building can be repurposed as a community center for the residents of that neighborhood, and one of the buildings could be repurposed for much needed dental services in our community. And we actually have a tour with that healthcare provider of the facility again tomorrow. We've been on a few tours already, but we are absolutely still open to that and looking moving forward.
All right, this is Casey Garvin. She is the Vice President of External Relations for Baptist Healthcare, and this was a conversation in the committee, the whole meeting on Thursday for the Escambia County Commission about the $16 million demolition that's going to come with, what is that, $7 million from the state, a couple of million from the Baptist. There's a sale of a property, the Paces property. There's the county's being asked to put in $2 million. The city is putting in $1 million. And eventually, in the end, we're going to tear down the Baptist Hospital and hopefully develop it into something kind of amazing on the lines of the Garden District in New Orleans, or Bayou District in New Orleans, which is kind of amazing. But here are the two big questions. One is, you said you were going to maintain a healthcare presence on that site when you left. That did not happen. But Casey Garvin says, look, there's a couple of buildings we retain ownership of, and we're willing to put one into a community center. Who's going to pay to refurbish that? County. Seems like that's the proposal. That would be a separate issue. Also, Community Health Clinic of Northwest Florida is going to do dental on the site. I'm not sure that quite gets what Commissioner May keeps talking about, wanting to have medical care there, you know, actual health care, non-dental, you know, body care, basically. But also the question of cost. You know, when Mike Kohler was on the granting agencies board, I forget the name of the board that he was working with, but you know, we just thought you guys were going to take care of this. You know, why don't you pay for it? And the answer is, well, cost.
Has that come up ever on your board to consider just paying the difference with the state funds?
So Baptist does not have the financial ability to move forward with this redevelopment on our own. Otherwise, we would have.
And that's been the claim, and we'll talk about that in a second. But he says it's...
Did Baptist ever just consider, after the state put in $7 million, paying the difference? Because it... From my standpoint, you know, we're setting a precedent on this board, no matter what we give, that it's a corporate bailout that we wouldn't probably give to Patty Shipyard or any other mom-and-pop shop that we don't do.
And that's been his perspective, and Steve Stroberger's perspective is, we're bailing out Baptist. It's a corporate bailout. Would we do this if Sacred Heart came to us? Would we do this if HCA Florida West came to us? Would we do this with any other business? And lots of businesses go out and they don't get, you know, the county doesn't come in and remediate their property. Well, the problem is that if you let it sit there, you know, if nothing gets done, then nothing will get done. And you'll just have many, 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 many years of bad, blighted nothing. And how do we fix that? Well, there's kind of an answer to that we'll get to in a second. But my theory about this whole meeting is that, A, it was to get together and discuss it, of course. But B, that, you know, politically, the county wants their pound of flesh out of Baptist. They want to make them look bad so that they can move forward with this eventually, which is, I think, what's going to happen. But in the process, we're going to, you know, make a big show out of embarrassing them and, you know, getting on them, which to some degree is deserved. Okay. The expectation had been that they would take care of it. The expectation had been that they would leave medical there, and neither of those happened. So I'm not saying that Baptist has done everything great. You know, I'm just saying that the tone of this was frustrating to me, particularly when Stephen Barry and Casey Gartman were having their kind of back and forth, and, you know, she's trying to explain, he's interrupting her, you know, showing tough guy frustration, whatever you want to call it.
Mr. Chairman, Casey, you mentioned Baptist doesn't have the ability wouldn't have the ability to do the project. Are you saying the Baptist wouldn't have the ability to do the project without the $2 million from the county? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying $2 million is the void between what the budget is from the redevelopment that city, as Erica has said, has done very detailed due diligence on.
Yeah.
Baptist has committed $5.8 million towards this, so it's not that we are not contributing. We are.
Yeah, well, it's not that we're not contributing either. We took legislative action several years ago that's producing $13-14 million a year for Baptist currently. You acknowledge that, I'm sure, right?
Well, what that allows us to do is tax ourselves. So the county allows Baptist to tax ourselves, send that money up to the federal government to get reimbursed for over $61 million in charity care that we provide to the community every single year.
That's not producing an additional $14 million a year of revenue to Baptist than it was prior to the legislative action that the board took?
It absolutely does, and it helps offset the $61 million in charity care that we lose every single year.
But that's $13 or $14 million you were not receiving 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
That is correct.
Okay.
And the other healthcare systems in our community also.
But they're not here right now, so we're really just talking about Baptist. I mean, it's just our conversation, really.
Wow. Wow. Well, they're not here right now, so let's just talk about you. And there's truth on both sides in this, but the notion that allowing them to only lose $47 million a year in uncompensated care by allowing this tax exemption scheme to exist, and therefore we can treat that as if it's revenue for you. It's not revenue. It's not, you know, freebie fringe benefits, nice meals, and demolition money. You know, so, but Stephen Barry wanted to fight, and so he got a fight. We'll talk more about this in a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Wow. Okay, no.
John,
accident.
We're not talking about that. They're not here right now. Stop it.
Oh, okay.
Now go on.
Okay. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110, 9890 are still flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So back to the Kabuki Theater, whatever, with Stephen Barry and Casey Gartman. Again, she's with Baptist. He's County Commissioner for District 5. And it just sort of got weird.
And that's not gross revenue that you've got personnel cost in, that you have cost of goods sold in. I mean, that's in-hand incremental increase in net revenue coming to the hospital to help offset what you're spending.
$61 million in losses. We provide many, many services to the community at a loss, including behavioral
health. As does your county government. I mean, that is what government does: provide services at a loss. We don't make money doing things, so we're providing our services, you know, to the community as well.
What? Just, well, you know, your county government provides services at a loss too. Do you? I mean, you know, you have to run a balanced budget, and you have taxing capability, and you know, well, we lose money too, so you should lose money. John, it's a weird argument to make, right? Isn't it a little bit odd? Like, how dare you come to us and complain about losing money? We lose money, too. We lose more than you do.
I lose more than you.
That's so weird.
That's, from my point of view, Mr. Chairman, that's the partnership. I mean, that's what we've done that was not in place 5 years ago that has been a huge benefit. It's produced $45 million in the last 3 or 4 years. It's produced $14 million this past fiscal year. I would expect the upcoming fiscal year would be in the same ballpark.
Okay, but if in that same period they're losing $45 million a year, you know, you count that up and it's $160, $200 million. I mean, you know, it's... this whole discussion at this particular point with Stephen and Commissioner Barry and Casey Hartman was just so... What?
So Baptist only placed $583 million of the approved $900 million or $1 billion.
There was That's two correct. Series bonds. It was, you know this. It was Series
yes.
A and B. One
so
was
from
taxable.
The,
Go ahead. I'm
from
sorry.
The county's health facility website, you can see the amount that was approved was $583 million, and it was all dedicated to building the new campus. None of that money could have been used to tear down buildings at the old campus.
I just asked how much you placed. You only placed.
I didn't ask you that question.
I just asked how much you placed. You only placed $583 million.
$583 million. Okay. The rest was done through our operational reserves and philanthropy.
Okay.
To get to the $654 million price tag.
But you only placed $583. That's what you're saying.
In bonds. Okay. Correct. Okay.
What is he, like the prosecuting attorney? I didn't ask you that question. Judge, can you please stop making her add context and explanation? I'm here to prosecute a case and show that they have been negligent in their duty. It's just, I didn't ask you that.
The general fund impact of $2 million.
Which, by the way, the the argument here is they had the capacity to bond a lot more, and they only bonded 583. Well, I mean, if you're running a project, you bond as little as you have to bond in order to make the project work, because otherwise you have bigger debt payments, right? So, but he's saying, well, you could have just gotten more money. And she's going to say, yeah, but we can't use it for that. The bond is for building the building, not for operating expenses on demolishing an old thing. They're not just these categories where the money is all fungible across these different areas.
The general fund impact of $2 million, it is a real impact. It's going to change as we finalize a budget this summer. There's a proposed raise in there for employees of a certain percent, and $2 million out of the general fund will impact that, and that raise won't be what is being proposed currently if that was approved by our board. So, for my one vote, and I may be in the minority, certainly amongst the humans in the room, but I feel like the county is being a partner and has been a partner.
I really don't know what to make of this concept.
I may be in the minority, certainly amongst the humans in the room.
I've heard that clip now five times, and I still don't know what he means by that exactly. But what he's saying is, we allowed you to get this tax exemption, so that you could recoup some of this money. And that's the way we've been a partner. And if we're talking about general fund revenue, then we're talking about raises that we're trying to give to our employees. And if we give you $2 million, we can't give $2 million to them, and that will cost our ability to do the raise that we want to do. And there's some truth to that. There is. And general fund revenue is precious in a way that, for example, local option sales tax or CRA money or, TDT money, all these different revenue sources that are all different. General fund revenue is like the golden bucks, because you can use it for anything that you want to use it for. There's no restrictions on it. But here's, I think, where we finally get to the point, okay? Because whenever Commissioner Barry is irritated, it's almost always that he's irritated about how this is making the county look. He feels like the county's being made to look bad. And he doesn't like the county to ever look bad. Now, it's a different question whether the county is bad or not, doing bad in this particular case, but he doesn't like the appearance. He doesn't like the narrative. He doesn't like when the story's not positive.
Whatever agreement the city and the Baptists have come to, we weren't a party to that agreement. And, I don't like that, well, we're going to redevelop this. It's going to be this fantastic new project on this property, which everybody thinks is a fantastic idea. That's not our idea, nor our project. But if the county doesn't put $2 million in to demo the building, which is all our money's going to do, we're not partners in any other way, it's just going to demo the building, then we're standing in the way of the project. And that, I think that's an unfair assessment of reality.
Well, Commissioner Barry, I don't normally agree with you, but I agree with you on this.
That's Mike Holder, the chairman. So he doesn't like the narrative. He doesn't like the look that it's being sold as if, the county's in the way. Well, okay, but you pledged $2 million a year ago. And if you are irritated that you've not been a part of this project or the development of it, you knew about this 17 months ago. You were invited to be a part of this. The city hasn't changed what they're doing. And if you wanted to have input or discussion about bond structure or whatever, why did you wait till today? Or Thursday, why wait so long? And then you can complain about it and you don't like the narrative. Well, what have you done to make the narrative different? Right. So Mike Kohler used the phrase again. This was his kind of phrase of the day last week.
You could have easily abated this property with the state money. And I feel like I'm being put in, I think that the project is obviously noble. I support affordable housing. I support Baptists. But we're in a very, very precarious position because this is a corporate bailout for Baptists is what it is. And it's really hard. I said I'd do something. I got some other issues I want to. I'm going to give you a break because you're taking a lot of heat.
It's okay.
So corporate bailout, I get where they're coming from. And Steve Strohberger said the same thing. And are you giving public money to alleviate something that would be good if Baptists did it? Yes. Are you giving public money to alleviate them needing to spend money on something they're obligated to do? No. So Is Baptist being derelict? I mean, there was this expectation that they would take care of this. There was the expectation that they would provide medical care. You know, if we're going to hold the county accountable for promising and then seeming to walk that back, should we hold Baptist accountable for? I mean, yes. Okay, there's some truth in all of that. But I really like the approach that D.C. Reeves had on this, which is, and also Ashley Hoffberger, I think, which is, you know, look, here we are. How do we get to something good? What's it going to get to something good? If everybody does a little, we'll get to something really good. Instead of blaming and recriminating and posturing and bickering, let's just everybody do a little and we can get to something really great. And that makes sense to me. 625 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Still rolling accident-free right now, even delay-free. I-10, I-110 all look good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Somebody says maybe we could get a great big plaque that says the county helped by giving a little bit of money to get this place to what you see now, like those local option sales tax. This project demolished by county general revenues. Funny.
If you're a fan of Joann Fabrics, you're gonna love Daryl Sewing of Pensacola. Daryl Sewing is the largest sewing and embroidery machine dealer in the Pensacola area and now offers lots of apparel fabric, children's fabric, and quilting fabric, in addition to sewing machine furniture, sewing and embroidery supplies, and lots of notions. Financing is available. Call 850-438-5444. As Joann's closes, remember Daryl Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewingandpensacola.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It takes a lot more than just fancy flying.
Good morning, 628 News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Just a quick note, if you're heading north on 65 up into, you know, Montgomery, Birmingham this morning, do expect some pretty intense weather over the border. It's not affecting our county or Santa Rosa County very much this morning, but, you know, once you get over, it's a little bit in Century right now, but once you get up over the border, it's a pretty intense lightning and rain, and that's going to continue throughout the morning at least. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David? We'll get to David in just a moment. In the meanwhile, if you are an employer and you have employees and you have to, you know, you have a business and you have to take care of health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, human resources, payroll, all of that stuff, Torgerson Causey is there for you. They are a comprehensive employee benefits agency for quite some time. They have been more than 20 years in business helping local companies like yours do well by their employees. I know we've been using them here at News Radio and Cat Country since 2021, so for about 4 years, and they are great. I mean, they can't make miracles happen out of the insurance market is what it is, unfortunately, but they find the best deals, they find the best plans available, and give us choices, which we didn't have before, and better customer service than we had with the folks who were doing it for us previously. So we're big fans. My wife is an industrial engineer. She loves numbers and details and maximizing efficiency, and she likes them. So that's a rare thumbs up from my wife for something like this. 433-9996, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Six people are in the hospital today after a skydiving plane crashed in Tennessee yesterday. Tullahoma City Administrator Jason Quick says there were 20 people on board this airplane when it ran into trouble just shortly after takeoff.
The plane experienced an unknown issue that resulted in impact with both the trees and terrain.
And two people had to be taken to the hospital via helicopter, four others by ambulance, and then most of the people that were on the plane had just minor injuries and were treated by paramedics at that scene. New York lawmakers are voting today on a bill that would legalize assisted suicide across their state. The legislation is dubbed the Medical Aid in Dying Act. It would allow doctors to prescribe life-ending drugs.
Yikes. All right. David, thanks so much for the update. Somebody says, what about CRA money? Can't that be used? They had that in the conversation. I don't pretend to be an expert on this, but the two things that were said was, one, I don't know if it can be used for demolition. Number two, it seems like the lines of which CRA in that vicinity are really complicated.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Immigration raid protests in downtown L.A. are declared by police to be an unlawful assembly. Hundreds of National Guard troops are deployed by President Trump, bypassing Governor Gavin Newsom. It's local law enforcement clashing with protesters.
They're using some sort of pepper spray smoke that they're throwing that direction. And then you can see some other protesters, the agitators, firing back with those fireworks. But it looks like the deputies kept firing those little pepper pellets, pushing them out.
Fox 11 LA's Matthew Seedorf. Israel's military intercepts a Gaza-bound aid ship.
The yacht's passengers include Swedish climate change activist Greta Thunberg.
We have been intercepted and kidnapped in international waters by the Israeli occupational forces.
That video posted on X along with others from the Freedom Flotilla Coalition.
It's Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got cloudy skies. It is 80 degrees here in Pensacola. We'll get a more in-depth look at our forecast with Brooke Richardson here in just a few minutes. An elderly Gulf Breeze woman with dementia is being held at the Santa Rosa County Jail. Officials are working to find her help at a treatment facility. Now, this comes after the woman allegedly attacked her husband with a hammer last Friday.
She didn't realize it. She thought it was an intruder. She didn't recognize her husband. She thought it was an intruder in her house. It's no fault of hers. It's her illness.
And that is Santa Rosa County Chief Deputy Randy Tift. And he says the husband did insist on pressing charges, as there have been 11 other of these incidents, all of them related to her dementia since July of 2024. Officials believe the woman will not face criminal charges, but they are working to find her, again, the medical help that she needs. A former Escambia County Middle School teacher has been found guilty of sex crimes involving a student, 63-year-old Winston Foster. He was convicted last week on charges of lewd and lascivious battery and unlawful activity with certain minors. He could now face up to 60 years in prison. Foster was accused of having a sexual relationship with a student both at his home and at the school in a supply closet. The relationship lasted from the time the student was 15 until she turned 17. Foster was arrested in February of 2023. He was let go from the school district at that time. A sentencing was scheduled for August. An exact date has not yet been set. A mother bear and several cubs reportedly broke into a Navarre home last week. That happened at the Colonial Pines Estates neighborhood. Homeowner Bruce Morgan says he woke up, his back door was busted, and there was trash all across his yard.
It's getting scary now when they're breaking into your house.
The FWC says there have been three official bear sighting reports filed across the area. They are advising residents to secure garbage containers. And if you're leaving your house at night, they say you can bang on doors and turn on lights to scare any bears in your yard away. If you have seen a bear in your area or you have an issue with a bear in your neighborhood, you can call the FWC's regional office. Governor Ron DeSantis sharing his thoughts on the events in California over the weekend. Immigrant rights activists have been clashing with federal immigration officials and local police all over Los Angeles. The Governor DeSantis says the protests show we live in an upside-down world. Senator Rick Scott also chiming in, writing that California is giving illegal aliens free housing and Medicaid, while Scott says those same aliens are destroying the country and disrespecting law enforcement officers. It is 6:34, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a check on our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. Still rolling accident-free right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are looking good. Starting to see some delays on Davis Highway southbound as you approach Olive Road. But other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing those heavy showers and thunderstorms slowly come to an end as we head into your afternoon. 50% chance of rain through the rest of the day, high near 90 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 74. For Tuesday, 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 88. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 75 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. Right now, we've got cloudy skies. It is 80 degrees here in Pensacola. Our next news at 7 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Breaking news, Warner Brothers Discovery has announced that it plans to split into two public companies by next year. Warner Brothers Discovery will separate into streaming and studios, which will include its movie properties and streaming service HBO Max. And then there will be global networks, which will include CNN, TNT Sports, and Discovery, among other businesses. U.S. trade officials are meeting with their Chinese counterparts in London today for economic and trade discussions. Both sides temporarily slashed tariffs on those imports without trade talks to continue. Disagreements remain. Sam Altman's Bioelectrification System World will become available in London on Thursday and roll out to several other UK cities in the coming months. The project aims to authenticate the identity of humans with a spherical eye-scanning device called the Orb. Futures are slightly higher. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 443, the NASDAQ up 231, the S&P 500 up 61. That's your run.
I'm still going for it. Even with higher stroke risk for atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin. And over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Sometimes a family needs a little help to deal with life stresses. You can contribute to happy, healthy childhoods with a few simple steps. Notice families under stress. Offer a helping hand. Give your time. Talk about healthy child development. Connect a family with resources. Contributing to a great childhood can be as easy as being a good neighbor. For more, preventchildabusefl.org. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time, so what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Options is take those to the firm that is selected to actually do the architectural and all of the pretty things, and then give them that so that we can get a professional proof on that that everyone will be able to see before we start construction.
This is Ashley Hoffberger, Commissioner Hoffberger, District 4, which includes the eastern half of City of Pensacola and then also Pensacola Beach, talking about the new unveiled proposals for the welcome sign to Pensacola Beach. And if you haven't seen them, they are up on our Facebook page. We shared it there, a post that was made by Island Times, which is a great resource locally, of course. And you can see them there. And, you know, when she was talking to Pensacola Right Now on Friday, she was explaining how, yes, she knows they don't look like professional quality renderings yet, as some people have very uncharitably said. You know, my fourth grader may have drawn that. I understand it's kind of basic. And I'm not saying the criticism, I'm saying what a lot of people have said.
Just to touch on the Disney thing, the proofs that you guys are looking at that we have provided, again, those were done by our graphic designer, and it's very conceptual. And the reason for that is we have not selected a design firm yet to move forward with. So these are very, we'll say they were done in Adobe, not done in a professional rendering game.
Yeah, so there's the three alternatives. And before we take your text, 437-1620, your thoughts about this, one other thing to keep in mind, and this is, I think, probably the... If there's a mistake, there's a couple of mistakes I think are being made in this project, okay? But the biggest mistake is not labeling it correctly. And you say, Andrew, really? Hear me out. John?
Yes?
What does this project do? Tell me everything you know.
We're just putting up a sign where the toll booth is.
Because?
We want to be like others.
What else will it do besides be a sign?
It'll hide speed radars? I don't know.
It's going
to idea, though.
Be the toll collection.
Oh, that's right.
Infrastructure. Right. The toll booth is going away. The whole old, ugly toll booth is going away. And this will be the new toll booth that you just drive right under. You need to have a toll collection facility. Your easiest alternative for a toll collection facility is the giant girders and connects-like looking beams that are ugly everywhere across the state of Florida. If you've ever driven in a toll collection facility, it's just, you know, what does FDOT do? Well, FDOT is not, let's just say, the most artistic of agencies. And so FDOT is going to put, you know, some metal poles up and it's going to look like a connect set.
You know, I miss the good old days where we would just throw our coins in there and it was always a game.
Yeah,
and as a child,
there, right?
Yeah, you throw the coin. That was so much fun. I missed
those
days.
Actually, I remember that in growing up in Chicago and having to pay tolls on roads, you know, throwing the coins in. That was 40 cents. It was always 40 cents. Throw it in there. So, yeah, the biggest mistake in presenting this topic has been describing it as the welcome sign. When what should have been said is the replacement toll collection facility that is also going to be a welcome sign. Because what so many people do not understand about this is that it is primarily not a welcome sign. It is primarily a less awful and more traffic flow functional toll collection facility. And once you realize that it's not this or nothing, which is what a lot of people seem to believe based on the comments, what you realize is it's this or connects. You know, giant ugly beams and girders.
I have had a few people say, well, just tear down the toll plaza and leave nothing. But the option with that, we do still have to have the tolling equipment.
Yes.
So instead of having a connect set looking version of a toll booth, we wanted something artful to cover that as a facade.
Yeah, so the basic problem is that I think most people who are commenting on this think that it's either have nothing at all or have this. Instead of it's have the big ugly girders and, you know, erector set kind of look or something like this. Now, that's only the first mistake, okay? I do think that Ashley Hoffberger is making the second big mistake, and we talked about this with her a couple of weeks, a long time ago. And by the way, there's a whole backstory about how we got here. It is most certainly not all her fault. I know a lot of people kind of view it that way, and I have talked to her about some of the how we got here. It's a mess in terms of what she thought was going to be done and what staff told her was going to be done anyway. But the other part of this story is I have said from the beginning, John has said from the beginning, and we brought this to her. It said, don't do it this way. Don't give people three options to pick from. Have a submission. Have the artists. Have Pensacola's amazing artistic community propose some things. And then if you want, even let the public vote on those things. And then implement that as the toll collection facility facade. And then maybe people will still gripe. But they have a greater chance of seeing something amazing than what people are kind of calling the Walt Disney World greeting sign, which we'll talk about that in a second. 437-1620, text me your thoughts. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are still flowing smoothly, not seeing any delays either. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Somebody says it looks like the exact same thing, only without Innisfree's stuff on it because of the logo that they brought. Somebody else says maybe they should have just added the ugly toll collection as an option so the public would know it's not going to be just nothing. Oh, that was interesting. You know, show the erector set version. Or, okay, if you want to really be rude about this, you know what they could have done is they could have just built the erector set version and let people freak out and then add the sometimes you make the pain and then you solve the pain. You know, I mean, I'm not saying to actually do that, right? But, okay, so what are we actually looking at for the alternatives? The problem is, okay, when you look at these three alternatives, which are on our Facebook page, you've probably seen them. It's the wavy blue, teal, Pensacola Beach kind of colors across a sign, which has yellow Pensacola Beach lettering on it. And then it has three options. One is a beach ball on the right-hand side, like the tower, water tower. One is a dolphin, and one is kind of the stencil outline of a beach ball in orange, but not the actual beach ball, which had been kind of one of the earlier designs of the previous one. Okay, first problem.
Why would you have just an outline of a beach ball?
I don't know. Okay, first problem. There's not enough variety in the alternatives.
Exactly.
And it feels like you've gone out to the restaurant and the waiter says, our specials of the day are spaghetti with meat sauce. We also have linguine with meat sauce and we have angel hair with meat sauce. What kind of stringy pasta with meat sauce are you most excited about? Well, I was kind of hoping to catch me some lasagna. Not on the menu! Do you have chicken Alfredo? Did I say we have chicken Alfredo? We do not have chicken Alfredo. Do you see chicken Alfredo on this menu? Why can't you make more variety of foods? Look, it's going to be a linguine with meat sauce. Or spaghetti with meat sauce. Or angel hair with meat sauce. And listen, I like Ashley a lot. I think Ashley's doing a really good job. I don't know why this is being done this way exactly. Because the most common comment of all the comments on our page, on Scambi Citizens Watch, on the PNJ's page is, can I pick for option four, which is something else? And I actually kind of like, I like the one with the beach ball. Personally, I like that one. I like the one with the dolphin. This is better than what they had before, by far. But there's that feeling of, why can't there be more variety? It's just artist sketches. And we get that it's not professional. And she said that it's not the professional because they haven't picked one. And then, okay, but seriously, the most common comment is, when I go to vote, and you can still vote through 11th, I think, when it cuts off. The link is on our Facebook page. You can vote. You got to pick one, and then you can add comments. What if we, on our voting, just said, you know, 1, 2, 3, or other? Because other would have won by a landslide. You know, probably like 90 to 10, 80 to 20. And again, this is speaking to somebody who I kind of like a couple of these. They're okay. Because I know what the contrast is with the Erector set or the old teal. Ugh. So, lots of comments. Take it down. Looks like a children's book. Option zero. This looks like Walt Disney. I don't think we need another advertisement for our beaches. How's that going to hold up in a hurricane? I'm sure they're engineering it to be hurricane safe. Come on, people, a little charity, okay? These are hideous, none of the above, not much of a choice there, is it? We can find a better way to spend money. There are a couple who pick one, okay? If you don't know you're at Pensacola Beach, you probably shouldn't be there. When you come over Bob Sykes Bridge, there's no mystery. You see the beach, you don't need a sign saying, see, I disagree with that. I mean, it's not that you need a sign, but iconic signs are kind of cool. Now, the one thing, and I've talked with Ashley about this, is they'd like to have a pullover, like an Instagram ability, right? Just like for the selfish sign, it'd be nice to have. I don't know that we're going to have. So, yeah. Several hundred comments across a couple of different platforms, I would say running about 90, 95% negative. And look, sometimes there's a feeling like you can't win, but sometimes the answer is, you know what? Let's scrap what we've got and let's really say, you know what? I've heard you. Here's what we're going to do. I know this will delay the project, okay? This will push the project back farther, but I really want to make sure that we get the very best. And maybe after hundreds of design submissions, maybe one of these turns out to be the best. But let's just see what people can come up with. We've got so many talented artists here. Let's try. Let's see if somebody comes forward with the lasagna. Somebody comes forward with, I don't know, shrimp scampi or a steak. You know, maybe. And then we're like...
Or even the Blue Angels. Well, you know, the diamond formation.
Yeah,
I mean,
there's a lot
iconic.
Of...
Iconic.
And I know some people said, we've got too much Blue Angel stuff already. And other people are like, well, no, that'd be fantastic. I don't know. Show me. Show me what you've got. You know, we just... So that would be my recommendation. I do think it's not too late to go that route. So unfortunately, the way this has been presented as not an option versus the Erector set and as a... Here's your choices. Three varieties of same. You know, it hasn't helped things much. 652 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim and Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.com for more.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. data revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Come out with a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunsets all summer long with your favorite bands. This week, Schofield takes the stage. They are Pensacola's homegrown rock band, and they are going to have a genre-blurring set list that spans from rock, pop, R&B, hip-hop, and even your country favorites. This Tuesday at the Gulfside Pavilion for Bands on the Beach, getting started at 7. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I got a blueberry for a daughter.
Quick juicer before she explodes. 6:55 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. John Pickens has got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are seeing no delays. Highway 90, 98 are all flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I've never thought about it quite this way, but can you imagine a person listening to this show, okay, who maybe let's say they're 30, okay? So they've never seen movies of the vintage that we most frequently refer to on this show. And then imagine that somebody sits them down and says, all right, you need to watch Princess Bride and Stripes and Caddyshack and, you know, Mean Girls and Star Wars. And you watch 100 movies. And then they listen to the show and like, oh,
I get it now. I get it now, boss.
David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, President Trump says he is not ruling out invoking the Insurrection Act in response to the protests in Los Angeles. That would allow presidents to call in reserve or active duty military to respond to civil unrest. The authority is not reviewable by the courts, though the president would first request that the participants disperse. A deadly shooting in Las Vegas has claimed the lives of two people. Apparently, it was all caught on live stream. It happened Sunday night near the Bellagio. Police say it was a confrontation between, and I still can't believe this, a confrontation between feuding YouTubers.
Oh, that's the new wave.
To that. Yeah. The U.S. Air Force, Andrew, said goodbye to their T-1 Alpha training aircraft last Friday. The 451st Flying Training Squadron at NAS Pensacola held a sunset party last Friday to celebrate its legacy.
So the T-1 Alpha is, as you see it right there, is the training aircraft that's used for all portions of advanced undergraduate combat systems officer training.
And that is Lieutenant Colonel Joshua Lee Oyster Lancaster. He tells News Radio that 7 of those T-1s were still in use locally. They're being retired to switch over to a new simulator system, which will be safer, and it'll save them a lot of money in maintenance.
Yeah, and you were out there, I know, covering it for us, which is great. Did you happen to see the piano burning?
I did not catch that. Unfortunately,
That was the part I wanted to go. We had coronation on Friday, so not able to go out to that. But
unfortunately, I was paying the babysitter by the hour.
You go. I understand. I guess an old RAF tradition or something is you burn a piano when you retire a frame. I don't understand the connection, but that probably would have asked Shane Moscato about that. So you know. There you go. David, thanks so much for the update. 6:58 News Radio 92.3. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, doing any kind of a real estate transaction, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, they're your people. They do this a lot, like three and a half, four homes a week. They close again and again and again, 165 last year, 175 the year before that. They just get it done over and over. They've got it down to a science, really. And, you know, look, there's going to be unique situations, a divorce, tricky situation, estate, you know, when maybe the offspring are not all in agreement about everything, that can be tricky. So what did they do? They encountered it, and then they went out and learned how to do it better and took training and kind of got certification. So now we know how to handle that stuff better. Like, that's just their attitude is whatever it is, we're going to learn how to do it the very best we can so that we can get the best results for our clients. And, you know, call her if you've got a decision you've made, call her if you just have a question you want to ask. She loves talking to people about real estate. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. All right, I'm gonna express what might be the unpopular opinion among conservative talk radio hosts, but what I have seen out of L.A. Looks like a minor situation that was made worse by sending in the National Guard. And it just, I mean, I've seen World Trade Organization protests. I've seen, you know, real big the George Floyd protests. I've seen Ferguson. You know, I've seen my community in St. Louis on fire. Buildings destroyed. I mean, people doing all kinds of damage, rampant looting. This doesn't look like this to me. This looks like small potatoes, generally. I mean, you got National Guard people fumbling about with their tear gas grenade, like, what am I supposed to do? You know, like, it looks manufactured. And then once you have the troops, then you have all the protesters, rioters come in to make better TV, and then you have all these news people picking the juiciest clip of whatever's on fire or what's smoking to show you. What about the park a half block over?
Stream us at News Radio 90. 90-